Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, winner of three Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, good morning. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Ask us anything today. We are taking your questions. You can ask us anything. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan with the hashtag AskCW. We'll start answering around 8:45 this morning. Also, there's a soccer game at Miller Park tonight. They got it converted from a baseball diamond to a soccer field. The baseball players, they're not all thrilled about that, and neither is the grounds crew. So we'll talk to the head groundskeeper. I talked to him the other day around 8:35. And I also tried to get some intel on trades with the groundskeeper.
With the groundskeeper? Like, who's coming in?
Yeah, so we'll hear about that at 8:35.
That's possible.
Well, so I tried everything.
The Brewer, you said the Brewer players weren't happy about it?
Well, the pitchers don't like it.
Oh, because they mess with the mound.
They,
okay.
They completely take the mound down.
Yeah.
And then they have to build it back up.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy process, that those, specifically.
Yeah, because some of those guys are comfortable with the current mound.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk to it's Michael Betcher is the guy's name. He's the groundskeeper at Miller Park. You'll hear that around 8:35. But we want to talk about the Constable. If you're in on that nickname, Frames, are you good?
Yeah, I saw one video of this guy, and he's a guy who I could like.
Yeah, Baron Corbin was a terrible wrestler.
He's a guy nobody cared about, it sounds like.
They changed his gimmick to the Constable, and now it's kind of funny.
Wonder who made up that gimmick for him.
Corbin Burns is who you saw last night. Two innings, got the save. Brewers win 8-4. And we're asking you, I actually put a poll up, and 62% of you say you don't like the nickname, so that's encouraging. But who cares? We're going to call him that, so deal with it. The Constable, Corbin Burns, last night, two innings. So would you include him for Manny Machado? The report last night came out that the Orioles are interested. Well, okay, the Brewers are interested in Machado, but they don't want to give up Corbin Burns. Maybe how about a Luis Ortiz, Brett Phillip package? Well, no, the Orioles seem to really want Corbin Burns. He's a good young pitcher. He's going to be a starter. You know, he's got four pitches now. He could start now, but the Brewers looked at him and said, we want you in a relief role in 2018. He struggled in Colorado Springs getting into that role, but again, it's Colorado Springs. Everybody struggles there, the altitude. And now here, Corbin Burns last night in his first major league outing came in with a two-run lead.
And went six up,
big
six down.
Spot, against... a spot that Mike Zagurski couldn't handle twice in the last week. So they give it to Corbin Burns, and he does it.
Yeah.
He gets a save, up, six down.
He did, against a bad baseball team. Okay, against a bad baseball. But still, he went out there and
got... Bad baseball team that beat you the night before.
You're right, but horrible baseball team. He got nobody at those games either. Six up, six down, but, I mean, he's got good stuff and all that. But, I mean, I'm just he's a guy who I'd love to keep, but if I had a chance to get somebody else, like a Machado, I would still trade him. I'm not going to let that performance sway me completely. I know he's a good player, and he's a hot prospect, but I'm trying to win a division title and a World Series this year.
Sean tweets in, be realistic, guys. Manny Machado does not even close to guarantee a World Series win.
Of course not.
And when we lose Machado and the prospects at the end of the year, what are we left with?
Well,
the rest of our prospects.
Yeah. Well, you could say the same thing with every deadline move. I mean, that's... Baseball's got a history of teams who make a move. Look at the Angels a few years ago when the Brewers traded when they traded Zach Greinke out to the Angels. Didn't even get to the Angels in the postseason. And they gave up prospects, and it didn't do them any good, so that's the risk you take.
This plays off of what we talked about a little last Friday with Billy when he was in here, and Tim. It's like, what are we waiting for? Tim's point the other day, I heard this on a postgame show, Tim Allen, who is in for Billigan today, 10-2. His point was, at some point, we are going to be okay with trading prospects. At some point, if you want to win a World Series, you're going to have to trade some prospects to get some of these guys to come in and make an impact. why can't that be this year? Because at some point, you're going to have to do it. So it seems like the only thing holding us back is in our heads. We've decided, no, this process takes time. 2020 is the year we'll compete. Let's do it then. But they're in a position now where they're a game and a half up in the Central. If you're going to go to the World Series, and I know teams have done it, but I really think that you got to win the division. That wild card game is too scary to me. You got to play to win the division.
I agree.
Wild card game is
finally
too much.
Yes. I'm glad you don't think about the wild card anymore. Not until September.
I don't care about the wild card.
I agree.
I've already penciled that in as a loss.
You know, you know something. I did look at the wild card today, just in case the Cubs would win the division. The fat chance that the Cubs would win the division. The Brewers, in all likelihood, would host that wild card game.
That doesn't matter to
me. No, it doesn't matter to me either right now. I'm not till mid-September if they're out of it.
Oh, dude, you know what? I really screwed up.
But they would be hosting that game in all likelihood.
You know how far into the playoffs I've looked? My parents moved to Florida 4 years ago, and they've been trying to get me to come down there, and I haven't seen their house.
How far is it away from Atlanta?
6, 7, 8 hours.
Okay, so that's what you're thinking?
No, but the NLCS would be going on. I agreed to go in October.
Yeah.
I thought it's the Packers bye week. And the Bucks might be opening their new arena. I'll get to a game a different time. I should be good. And then the other day, I'm watching the Brewers, and I go, oh, you know, I might miss some NLCS games in Milwaukee because I'm hanging out with my parents in Florida. So now I'm rooting for the Marlins to go to the NLCS or the Braves. I guess we could drive up to Atlanta.
I missed the Packer game at Lambeau because the Brewers were in the NLCS.
Well, yeah, I'll miss any Packer game if the Brewers are in the playoffs.
And the Packers like 6-0 at that point.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that.
No, I mean, the Brewers, I feel once they're in the pennant race, they are the priority in September on our show. The Brewers are in the pennant race because this doesn't happen often. This is very few times in our lifetime. The Brewers have been in a pennant race.
But I'll be in Florida for two of those days. That's how far I'm thinking in advance.
That's only 2 days.
I know, but I might miss a game. Yeah. I don't want to miss a game. I don't want to miss a game. 799-1250. But, of course, we got to get there. And Corbin Burns could be someone who helps us get there one way or another, whether it's pitching for us or as a trade chip. Let's go to Matt on the south side, 799-1250. What is up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Man, you know, this is coming from someone who hasn't seen a World Series from the Brewers, so keep that in mind. But if it's me, I'm going with Machado. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Brewers are last place in production overall at shortstop, offense, and defense. Not only will this guy bring that up with a team that's already first place, I mean, you're selling tickets with Shaw and a sound shortstop, VR at second, Aguilar at first, Yelich and left, Lorenzo in center. I mean, right there, you have a team. So it seems the Brewers always want to just draft and develop, bring them up, and then trade them. What sense does it make to do it again? Go get them.
I'm with you.
Well, of course. Yeah, I am too.
I mean, it would be tough. I think on this side of it, when you talk about who you would trade for Machado, if that's the guy they go get, I think on this side of it, it's like, well, I don't want to trade Hira. I don't want to trade Burns. I don't want to trade this guy. I don't want to trade Peralta. Then if that trade happens, I mean, we're all going to be happy, right?
Oh, of course.
We're all going to be jumping for joy because we got maybe the best shortstop, one of them, in the game. Two more homers for Machado last night.
Well, I just got a text.
From Rod Burks?
No, not Rod Burks. Mm. Apparently, I got to go to a wedding in October, Minneapolis. No, that ain't happening.
What day?
The middle of May, middle of October. Oh, that ain't. No, that's not happening. Oh God, no. A friend of hers.
You gotta go.
The daughters.
You can't not go.
First of all, that marriage ain't gonna last long anyway.
Oh, you don't know that.
Yeah, she's a yacht too, just like the mom. So yeah, the pear didn't fall too far from the tree there. So
Chuck
no.
knows how to treat a lady.
Well, no, this girl's getting married. She's the guy's gonna get tired of her act after a couple of years anyway.
How old are these people?
The girl getting married, 25.
Hmm.
But I'm not gonna miss any post. I don't care if the team's on the road. Well, I'm gonna go on the road if they're on the road anyway. So the Brewers in the postseason. I'm not going to that wedding at Minneapolis. No. especially among all those Viking fans.
I want to go on the road. Let's go on the road.
Well, yes.
Let's do a show on the road.
Absolutely. Let's do it. I did it from St. Louis and Arizona in 2011.
Except for the days I'm in Florida.
Well, yeah, I'm not not leaving the state, not leaving the city if the Brewers are in the postseason. I'm not leaving the city in September either.
Well, you read that text. I just voted for Jesus Aguilar five more times.
Yeah. No. Are you kidding? Going to a wedding for a daughter of a mom who I could care less about? No. I was just going there for the party, but now I could care less.
Sounds like you're not getting them a gift.
The gift of me not showing up, probably.
Your presence would be the gift.
The gift of me not showing up.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More from you guys, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Talk about the Brewer postseason here, man.
We'll also have your questions.
The Atlanta Braves going every year.
For us. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. If you have questions about the best razor for your face, I've got the answer. That's Harry's Razors. Finally got on board with these guys. And if you're still not one of their customers, they've got a great deal to at least try them out. At least try them out. If you've got $3, you can try them out. You might have $3 in your pocket. You should have $3 in your bank account. Even Dante DiVincenzo had $3 in his bank account, barely, before he signed officially with the team yesterday. Did you see that picture? Did you see that Instagram picture? DJ Wilson took a picture. Dante DiVincenzo showed his bank account. He had $3.
I heard about it.
$3.71.
I read about
the
paper today.
Yeah. $3.71 before he signed that deal. Even he would be able to afford Harry's Razors because they've got a great deal.
Well, they don't pay players at Villanova, it sounds like.
No, that's good. That's good for Jay Wright. They've got a great deal for new customers at Harry's Razors with their shave set. You get the 5-blade razor with the weighted handle. It's a great shave. It's a smooth shave. You get the shave gel, which I'm very fond of their shave gel, and the travel cover. So you get to try this out for $3 and then free shipping. So $3 and you get to try Harry's Razors. You're not committing to anything. There's no subscription required. Don't confuse them for the other online brands that tie you into these contracts. You use it when you want to use it. There's no subscription. They do have a 100% guarantee because they know you're going to love their product. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of the show. New customers get 5 off this shave set from Harry's with the code BART. So go to harrys.com and use the code BART. Dante, you can do this too. harrys.com, code BART. That means you'll get the starter set that comes with the 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use code BART at harrys.com. Join the millions and millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code BART at checkout to claim your offer.
So Masahiro Tanaka, he delivers. Machado hits a home run. Oh, my goodness. Way back in left, back about 30 rows. Wave it, bye-bye. Manuel Machado has tied the game in the fifth inning.
Two home runs last night from Manny Machado. How good would that sound on Fox Sports Wisconsin or even Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker?
All right, if I was going to make the lineup out with Machado in, he goes into my number 3 spot in the order. I clear a spot for him. He goes to 3. I would move Kane to Yelich.
Who's leading off?
I'd put Kane and Yelich back up to 1-2.
Kane hasn't been leading off lately.
But I'd put him back up to number 1. I put Kane number 1, Yelich 2, Machado 3, Zeus 4. It was good to see Travis Shaw go yard last night, too, at number 5.
Yeah, we were just talking about that yesterday, how he hasn't gone yard much lately.
That's one off the facing last night.
There he goes. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio. Don't forget to ask us anything. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Any question you have for Bart, which is me, or Chuck, which is you, you can ask us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag on Twitter, AskCW, and we'll answer a bunch. Also, we'll try to bug Tim Allen when he stops in. In the 9 o'clock hour, he's in for Bill today, our baseball postgame show host. Odds via betonline.com, Chuck. Via betonline.com about where Manny Machado will be traded.
Okay.
I'll start from lowest to highest, or highest to lowest. I'll start with the highest. You'll figure it out. 14-1 odds are the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians, 14-1 odds at Manny Machado. You put down 100 bucks, you win 1,400 if Manny Machado goes to Cleveland. At 10-1, it's the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Atlanta Braves. 10-1 odds. Diamondbacks and the Braves. Diamondbacks rumored to have a good package for Manny Machado, but they're 10-1. The Dodgers around 5-1 odds to claim Manny Machado. The Phillies around 3-1. The Yankees at 3-1. And plus 225 around 2-1 odds are your Milwaukee Brewers to land Manny Machado via betonline.com.
I think the Brewers probably have maybe the best pieces. And where did you say the Cubs were?
I did not say the Cubs.
Oh, you didn't mention the Cubs at all? Oh, God.
Cubs aren't interested. Cubs say they're not interested, and if the Brewers
because
get
them,
that's
Russell?
Fine. They have no interest in trading for Manny Machado.
Yeah.
They're going to sign Manny Machado next
year.
Yeah,
and then they're going to trade Addison Russell in the offseason.
Yeah, they'll sign him then, but right now, the report is they're not worried about him. He can go to Milwaukee. They don't care.
Okay, sounds like they're going to ride out Addison Russell at shortstop, which is fine. Let them spend money on him in the offseason, Machado. You know, people were all worried when Yu Darvish signed with the Cubs. They just spent $150 million needlessly.
I feel like that will still work out for them.
All right. Well, here's another guy who you wanted that is not having a very good run right now. James Shields.
What happened since we last saw him?
James Shields stinks. Yeah, you could get him for a song if you want it right now. He's terrible.
Yeah, okay. I can get off the James Shields train.
Yeah. What, give me some numbers on Shields.
I think I just asked you for those. I don't have it at the top of my
head. I thought you just looked at him. Oh, I thought you looked at him and you changed your mind.
Oh, no, no. Oh. You just convinced me.
Oh, okay. I thought you looked at him after I said that.
Let's see. James Shields played the Brewers on June 2nd. Gave up 3 runs that game. Then he gave up 7 the following game. The last time he pitched, he went 5 2/3 against Houston. Only gave up 8 runs.
Oh.
See? Struck out 9. He struck out more batters than he gave up runs.
He struck out 9 but gave up 8.
414-799-1250, yeah. Jim's in Mequon. Jim, how are we feeling about renting a guy for a couple of months and then never seeing him again?
As long as it doesn't include the Corbin Burns guy, that's all I care about.
What about Keston Hira, the other prospect?
Well, don't even bring that up. Let's not even get that on the airwaves.
Oh, okay.
So Burns would have had a tough outing last night. If you had had a tough outing, would you feel the same?
Yes, I would have, yeah.
Okay.
He reminds me of Ben Sheets a lot, you know that?
I see where the resemblance there. You know, competitor.
Four pitch repertoire. Anyway, so the reason I don't want to give up our top pitch prospect, even though I have little confidence in how we've been drafting pitchers the last 10 years, 15 years, 20, let's go back 30 years probably.
Yeah, maybe forever.
But he's a rental. And you know what? If we're gonna give our top prospects for Machado, we still have some issues on the pitching end of things. If we're going to go and try to push for a World Series title. So you're not only setting yourself back possibly long for just a one-year push, where I think Stearns made a good comment. They're trying to do multiple shots at a title, and the best way to get multiple shots is not to go and spend your farm on one or two guys. And Machado, if they can put something together for, I don't know what Phillips you're talking about, and Luis Ortiz, heck, I would even throw in Corey Ray. Well, outfield is a dime a dozen, but if you got a top pitching prospect and you're only in a 2-month rental, I don't like that at all. I just saw around that.
You know, when you mentioned the pitching staff, I feel like no matter how good this pitching staff is right now, I mean they're pitching well, but there's no names on there. You know, they're getting it done. Yoli Chacin is the ace of the staff right now, but I feel like no matter how good the pitching staff night in night out goes up performs, it's not good enough for anybody. People still look at it. Now, to go back to the guy who stopped me at the gas station yesterday, said, oh, they need some pitching help badly. And I'm like, pitching help badly? Their pitching has been fine. Oh, they needed somebody to get in there to stabilize that. Pitching staff has been great.
Jim, thanks for the call.
But I feel no matter what, this pitching staff could continue to go on and do what it's doing, Bart, it's not good enough for anybody because they'll look and they'll say they still need an arm.
Every day, Chuck, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I try to come in here, and I know we're on the air for 4 hours. I think if I can just make one good point a day, if I can just say one good thing a day, I'll feel like that was a success. And I've waited until now in the show because I'm watching our streaming numbers at the radio.com app. And I see that's the highest it's been all day. Okay. So this is our highest audience that we've had all day. Those of you guys listening in your car, tell your friends about the radio.com app. You can take us wherever you go. So I'd like to make this point. If you trade Corbin Burns, you are also trading Keston Hira and vice versa. Because the Milwaukee Brewers, they're not going to trade for Manny Machado and have that be the only trade. If they're trading for Manny Machado, they're giving up a long-term prospect for a rental. So they're telling you, we're going all in 2018, mm-hmm. which means they are going to use all the prospects they have to acquire everyone they can. So if they trade Corbin Burns, likely you're going to also trade Keston Hira in another deal for another guy. That's probably how it's going to go
well,
down.
So that goes the same with every team you're saying out there. Anybody goes to get Machado, they're going to get somebody else too.
If the Brewers trade for Machado,
they're not going to dump out their farm system.
If they trade for Jed Lowry or Brian Dozier or Whit Merrifield or Scooter Jeanette, it might not cost one of those guys.
Not.
Well, and you can play a little long-term, short-term game. But if you trade for Manny Machado, that's a 2018 move.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do that. Give up on a prospect and say, let's see what happens. You're going to do all the moves you can to try to win in 2018.
Now, here's what I think they're going to do. They're going to go out. If they go out and get a top-line guy,
Can I get it from the studio?
Great.
Thank you.
No, here's where I think you're wrong on this. If they go get a Machado or a Syndergaard or a DeGrom, a Class A deadline deal guy out there, the next move they'll make is to get a Dozier or a Scooter. They're not going to get two level A guys. They'll get one, but they'll make a move to get like a Dozier too.
I feel like it's Machado or Dozier / Lowry / Merrifield / Scooter. You think they could get both?
You think what?
They're either going to get Manny Machado.
Yeah.
And if they don't get Machado, they'll then get Whit Merrifield.
No, I think they'll get.
Or they'll get Jed Lowry.
I think they could get both.
That's going to cost a lot.
Well, you're just saying, you just said you thought if they're going to go get
If they're
going to
trade for Manny Machado, they're going to get a pitcher too.
Well, that you just contradicted because they're going to then they're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to spend a lot of talent. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to empty out their farm system to get two deadline deal guys coming up here, two top of the level. They're not going to get a Syndergaard and a Machado.
Here's what I'll tell you.
They're not going to do that.
If they trade for Manny Machado, and it seems like Manny Machado is going to be dealt sooner rather than later, this is not going to be a July 31st trade, it doesn't seem like. So if they trade for Manny Machado, and then there's Corbin Burns or Keston Hira in that deal, you can say goodbye to the other one, because they're also going to be traded at some point.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because you're going for a rental. You're gonna go for...
They didn't do that when they got CeCe. They got CeCe. They didn't get another guy after that.
That was just... 2008 was all about selling everything off to get into the playoffs. You had not been in the playoffs in 26 years.
Yeah.
That was the goal.
They only gave away two prospects.
The goal this year would be World Series. So if they're going to trade for Manny Machado, and if it takes Corbin Burns, now if it doesn't take Corbin Burns, then forget everything I just said. But if it takes Corbin Burns or Hira, the other one's also going to be traded. That's how I feel.
Well, no. I think it doesn't sound like they want to trade Burns anyway for at least Machado. If they got Machado, that doesn't I don't see where you think the correlation is that they're going to go get Syndergaard because they're shooting for this year and worry about next year and worry about their farm system next year.
If they trade Burns or Hira for Machado, that's what they'd be telling me that they are going.
No, because if they go get Machado, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to go get another. How many teams have gone out and got two top level guys? That doesn't happen. Usually,
then,
you get one of those.
Well, then
guys.
I don't see. If you're not going to...
Because it's going to cost you enough just to get Machado.
But if you're not going to win the World Series, I don't see the point of going to get Manny Machado. We're not giving away a prospect for Manny Machado to get into the playoffs
and sell t-shirts.
We're going to get him to get a World Series run.
Yeah, but do you think getting Machado... Do you think they're good enough to win a World Series right now?
No.
So Machado does it?
He gets you closer.
So Machado and Syndergaard does it?
Oh, for sure.
For sure gets them the World Series?
Yes.
I wouldn't say that. Nothing in baseball, especially in baseball.
Sure. Okay. Nothing's a given. We're blessed with every day.
But baseball. They had CeCe in the postseason in 2008, and CeCe got shelled in that postseason game. And then he got him there, But once they got to the postseason, he was out of gas. You get Machado. I think the team they got right now could get to the World Series.
It's Chuck and Winkler. No, I don't even think they can win the division.
What?
They have to make a trade. They will not win the division if they don't make trades.
They got the fifth best record in baseball
right
now.
They will get passed by the Cubs in the division if they stay where they are. They have to make trades.
One guy is going to, if they got Machado, you're saying that's going to be it? Here's what's going to happen. Some of those other guys in the team got to start stepping it up for them to hold off the Cubs.
This team, this farm system, with no outside moves, they are good enough to get into the playoffs, but not to win the division.
How about the current team, too, getting better? I mean, certain guys getting better. I mean, Thames is starting to raise his average. He had a couple more hits last night.
Maybe if the Cubs were in a different division, I would agree with you, but I'm still worried about the Cubs.
Well, you should.
The Brewers have had a nice little 10-5 stretch here. They didn't gain any ground on the Cubs. Cubs are right there with
them. Sure.
You are playing some great baseball, and the Cubs, you're not separating yourself.
Then if you're that worried about the Cubs, even if you got Machado, is that still going to hold off the Cubs?
I can't for confidence say 100% it will, but it will give you a better shot. At least you got a shot.
Right now,
I don't think you have a shot.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You're in first place.
I think you have to make a trade to win a division.
Yeah, but if you didn't make a trade, I still think they're good enough to win this division.
And I don't.
Okay.
So what happens when we agree to disagree?
We go to the standings. Before it starts heating up.
But what if the standings are the things that we're arguing about?
I know.
Now we're screwed.
But you know, we always
now
feel good.
Screwed ourselves.
Because we feel good, though, that the Brewers are in first place.
For now.
Yes.
Chuck and Winkler.
The game and a half lead that they've had for the last 6 weeks, I feel. They've been in first place. We got to see how many days they haven't been in first place.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. Ask us anything. That comes up at 848-1057 FM, The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything. Comes up in about 8 minutes. There is a game tonight at Miller Park. Not the Brewers. They're in Miami, but there's a soccer match. You can call it a game. You can call a soccer match a game. You can call the pitch the field. That's not a big deal.
I noticed that when they redid the field, you can still see the Brewer emblem.
Oh, I didn't see the finished product.
Yeah,
yet.
I saw it.
I was there on Monday.
Yeah.
When they had taken the hill down, and that's the biggest concern. And there is a concern that maybe they don't get it exactly right when this thing's all said and done. They've got a week and a half to do it because of the All-Star break, but the Brewers will want to play baseball where there's not a baseball field right now. So on Monday, I went down to Miller Park Frames and I talked to the groundskeeper, Michael Betcher, about all the problems that they could have if they don't get it done. And then I was snooping around Monday when I was there. These Machado rumors getting hot, so I try to sneak that in as well. This is from Monday.
Strolling down to the field now where preparations are underway. Michael Betcher here, groundskeeper at Miller Park. So this is a little bit different than what you're typically accustomed to. When you first got the assignment a couple years ago that, we want you to turn this into a soccer field, was that like cool or was that the opposite of that?
I think it was a bag of mixed emotions on that one. I love baseball. I love preparing a baseball field for our baseball team. But as the stadium that we are, we do be turned into a multi-use facility. And I think it was a challenge that we were willing to take on as we get faced with these. And I think, this is similar to the years previous. We take on the challenges we need to and transform the field as needed in this situation to a soccer pitch.
Because sometimes, are you a soccer fan?
I can't say that I watch too much soccer, but can't say that I'm not a fan either.
I love soccer. You can call it a field. It's fine.
Okay.
A lot of people like, you got to say pitch. You can call it a field. Or nil-nil or soccer match. You can call it a game. You can call it a field.
I think our...
This is your field.
Fellow soccer groundskeepers would probably prefer me to call it a pitch. So I think...
Oh, they're obnoxious then. We don't need to deal with that. But it is. I mean, you guys do different events here, like concerts specifically, or when people come and throw tents down and sleep overnight. And I think some of that is, all right, well, lay down, it's to protect the field. But the field's still there. This is unique because you actually have to change the field. I look at home plate. It is not home plate. It's grass. The mound is It's down. It's gone, which I'm sure the pitchers won't like, but it's down. How different is this event compared to the other ones you have to prepare for?
You know, I think each event has its different impacts. This one, obviously, very impactful on our infield surface, clay surfaces especially. The excavation of the mound, definitely a stress, as we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that piece of clay for a lot of hours throughout the season. But, you know, I think each event has its different stresses and challenges associated with it. And with the clay being disturbed on this one, it definitely will provide its challenges bringing it back to baseball on the backside here. And so, but we work through it. We try to do our best to make sure that there's zero impact that the players are going to notice when they return here from All-Star break in about 10 days.
Could there be any situation where there's a liner to short and it bounces funny and they can say, that's because of the soccer game?
Gosh, I hope not. It's, you know, we're going to do as many...
Yeah, they're good. That person would be fired.
Yeah, so we're going to try to really not have that sort of situation occur. It obviously presents its challenges greatly and good probability for that to happen, but we've got a lot of safety checks in place from now until when we the players step back on the field next week to make sure that doesn't happen.
Michael, what would you say is the more challenging process, making it into the soccer field or making it back into a baseball field?
I think bringing it back to baseball is going to probably be its most challenging aspect, just because we're going to be shaping that 6.5 tons of clay on the mound as it comes back in loads of a half a ton at a time. You know, we're going to have to mold that, compact it, shape it, and then bringing the clay back in on our infield surfaces, making sure our transitions are within a fraction of an inch the way they were when we left. I think so. Coming back to baseball and molding the field back to where we need it to be will have its biggest challenge versus on the front side where we're just ripping it out. You know, the backside definitely has its more intricacies to bring it back to right.
How is it throughout the season, if they play a series here against the Braves, okay, as they did last weekend, and then they're off for 3 days, maybe they come back, how hard is it to keep the field as good as it was when that series started in between those days? Throughout the season, what's the process like?
Throughout the season, I think, you know, the daily stuff you see, the conditioning of the clays, the constant leveling, the grooming of the clays, and obviously you see the mowing, the patterns and stuff on the grass. The things that you don't see from homestand to homestand is the constant cultivation, just nurturing of the turf surface. If our clay surfaces get a little bit out of whack than what we like, you know, we're re-gauging, we're calculating what we need to adjust. And so that's ongoing throughout the entire season. So running in the background while this whole thing's going on, we're doing steps to make sure our baseball field is ready for this next homestand. So I think there's a lot of stuff happening in the background always in terms of getting the turf ready, fed properly, cultivated properly, so that it's ready to handle the wear and tear of the continuous throughout the season.
Are the Brewers going to trade for Machado?
That's a great question for somebody else.
That's fine.
You know, if he ends up here, we'll try to have the field ready for him. So, but I think that's a great question for somebody else at this point.
I'm literally asking every person that works here. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks for coming on out.
Hey, you got to ask everybody. Sources can come from all different places, Frames. When you got a source, sometimes the source is the GM himself. Sometimes it's the Miller Park groundskeeper.
He could have saw David Stearns' cell phone laying there.
True.
And Baltimore Orioles might have popped up on there. And he could have said, well, you know, I just saw Stearns' cell phone sitting over here, and I kind of glanced at it. And, boy, there were multiple calls made to that area code in Baltimore.
The guy to have to know is the equipment manager, because he's the one that makes the jersey right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy you have to get as the source.
Yes.
So next time we're down there, I'll be down there tonight. I'm going to go to the soccer game tonight.
The equipment manager for the Brewers?
Yeah.
Oh, Tony. He's been there forever.
Yeah, so that's the guy to find.
He might be on the road with the team.
Or one of his lackeys, somebody. Yeah. Somebody that has something to do with the jerseys. That's who you got to find, because
sure.
They're usually the first to know. If you're going to the soccer game tonight,
you know the guy who's at the
Walking around. Find me. I want to talk to people.
You know the guy who's in the Euchre commercial?
Yeah.
With
that's a good bratwurst.
Usingers. That's who it is. Yeah. Forget the bratwurst.
Yeah, that's Usingers. Tony.
Yeah, Tony's in that. He's the equipment manager.
It's Chuck and Winkler. It's time to ask us anything.
Nah.
Any question you have for us, we'll answer them next.
Do you have any questions?
You've been sending your questions in all morning for Chuck and Winkler, and now it's time for some answers.
Just answer the question, please.
This is Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, what do you want to know from Chuck Freeman or from me? Bart Winkler, Cody Grant is your vessel.
Rhodesy.
He will be the one asking the questions that you guys have been sending in at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with the hashtag SCW. Cody, what do they want to know today?
Let's go to Arnell. He wants to get to know your personal lives a little bit.
Oh boy.
He wants to know, what is your most embarrassing moment in one of your prior relationships?
Oh, geez. Most embarrassing moment? Probably getting married to the second one and having it end so soon. That doesn't look good at any for anybody. If I'd known now what I knew then, I wouldn't have ever been married to begin with. So yeah,
you should make that a song.
Yeah, I probably should. So I'd say even getting married to the second one, that's an embarrassing moment.
How long did that last?
A couple of months.
Months?
Well, nah, let's say
you didn't even have
year.
A full cycle
year.
Of seasons?
Year. Yeah, yeah.
So you had a spring, fall, summer, winter?
Yeah, there was obvious reasons there, but yeah.
Would it have lasted as long as Manny Machado's time with the Brewers, so they trade for him today?
No, Machado would be here longer than I stayed with that second one.
Rough. Yeah. Mine would be, I gave this girl, it's not a, like that, but the first major girlfriend I had was in high school, and I got her this jewelry box, and I had it engraved. And it said to her. It's her birthday today, actually. You don't lose it in your brain. I said, from Bart, hugs and kisses forever, XOXO. And when she got it, she looked at it and said, forever.
Oh, really? What was her name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, okay.
Mm-hmm. Still is her name.
Okay.
But
she married? You know what happened to her?
Yeah, married, three kids, lives in Idaho.
In Idaho? Oh, God. What moved her out there?
She's a Mormon.
Was she at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, so would you have converted to being a Mormon?
No.
Oh.
Never.
All right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that if you're a Mormon listener.
No. I'm just asking you if you were. What?
I just had a lot of questions about the foundation of that religion.
Okay. Sounds like you don't like Mormons.
That is not true.
Oh, okay.
I know the Mormon rap.
All right.
I know the levels of heaven. I know all of it.
All right.
You can come up. Or no, you can go down, but you can't come up. It's a whole thing. Just come and do the next one.
What do you got?
Jeremy wants to know, why did the 1971 Bucks not get the same treatment as the 1982 Brewers?
That's a good question. They should have. Because it was the third year of the Bucks, and they won a world championship. I was 4 years old at the time. But, yeah, the 71 Bucks, but this is on the Bucks. I don't think the Bucks reflect back to their history as well as they should. Brewers do it for a team that didn't win the World Series. They lost in seven games. The Bucks, they pretend like the 70s and 80s don't exist, and they shoot right to the 90s where it was bad basketball. So they reflect more on the 90s that have 90s nights and all that than they care about this. And I know they had the one night in the Mecca, and that's because they're moving to a new arena. But they don't care about the 70s and 80s. They rarely reflect back to it. Rarely.
I'm with you on going all in that Marcus Johnson needs that number retired.
Yeah.
I was just doing a little reading the other day about...
And they have some jerseys retired from that era, but they don't talk much about it.
They got to talk about Marcus. I was reading... There's this thing called GOAT Shares. There's this website that figured out who's the real greatest of all time.
Okay.
Based on this whole formula. And their answer, by the way, is LeBron. But... Marcus Johnson, when he played, was in the top 20 conversation for his career. So I think you got to at some point retire his jersey.
Of course. Soon. Like the new arena.
Cody.
Brewer fan wants to know, what's the best sports-related vacation or trip you ever did? So, Bart, for you, like going away on the Packers games or going to a Hall of Fame, something like that.
When we went to Boston, that was, I think, the most fun. We've been on 10 trips for away games. We're going to Seattle this year, but... For whatever reason, the most people went to Boston. It was just a party the whole time. Everything was We had a bus to the game. Everything was just done right.
Yeah.
And so I would say our trip out to Boston. Even though the Packers lost, Matt Flynn started that game, but they were in it when they were expected to get blown out. It was Sunday Night Football that made it more fun, so I'll say the trip to New England.
I'll say the trip to Super Bowl 31.
And I went to
New Orleans.
So when they both played the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, different Patriot-type team, but, I mean, Bill Parcells coached the Patriots and the Packers played them in the Super Bowl. But we stayed in Mississippi, and we were, like, commuting back and forth. We're going to see them. I mean, we're – geez, I got probably 4 hours of sleep that whole trip. But we were staying out on Bourbon Street, driving back to Mississippi, and then having to get up the next day, drive back to New Orleans. It was fun, though. It was a good time. My buddies were out there and all that. It was a good time.
Cody.
Robin's got a question for you, Frames. What is your favorite local fish fry?
Mine's Perkins. So.
Yeah. I like Camelot and Lamira. Good fish fry. I haven't had many around Milwaukee lately. I haven't had many fish fries total. What's the place that's right over here in Forest Home? God, I can't think of the name of the place. It was good fish fry. I've been there. They serve fish like 3 times a week. God, he's been around forever. Can't think of the name, but it's on Forest Home up here. Good stuff. So good, I can't remember the name of the place.
May I suggest the Lighthouse in Shawano? That is a good fish fry.
Is that on the channel?
I think so.
They used to be called Harbor Lights.
Hmm. The river, people don't know this, the river in Shawano is actually made of sun drop.
The channel. There's a channel that leads to the river. But it's funny you mentioned that because we used to stay right on the channel there. Right, probably about 3 houses away from that place you're talking about. Why would you mention the Lighthouse of all places?
We're talking about a fish fry. But
When were you there?
Shawano?
Yeah.
I've lived in Wisconsin my whole life. I'm 34. I've been to Shawano.
Okay, but I'm just surprised you'd mention, why would you go for a random fish fry? Were you staying on the lake? Were you fishing? Were you vacationing there?
Well, you're asking me a lot of questions.
Never mind. Rhodes, what do you got for the next question?
I was there to visit a friend.
Rhodes, trying to get. Sometimes when I ask him questions about stuff.
You want to know the real reason? I'm a part of that cult. There's a cult in Shawano. I'm a part of the cult.
The posse?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the real
reason. Rhodes, what do you got?
A question for Bart here from Bobby. If you can only watch one of these three for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? You got WWE, professional soccer, or Big Brother?
WWE. Even though I'm not watching it right now.
We're getting rid of one?
Rid of two.
Oh, I can only watch one?
You can only watch one.
Oof.
Why wouldn't it be the WWE?
Well, I'd get rid of Big Brother first. I like Big Brother, but it's the same
Never
thing.
Saw it. Over so I can get over. Rid of it.
They cast the same people in the same roles. It's very...
Much like the WWE.
It's actually a pretty racist show. Everyone they cast is always racist.
Yeah.
WWE, yeah. I'd watch soccer. I would if I had to get rid of two of them. I would pay me to get rid of wrestling because
you'd take soccer over wrestling.
I would take soccer over wrestling.
Now you could still watch indie wrestling because he specifies
independent
WWE.
Yeah. Oh, indie wrestling! I might as well go. No, I might as well go watch two stray cats fight each other.
What's wrong with indie wrestling?
I'm not into it.
Really?
No, I need the theatrics of sports entertainment to really enjoy wrestling.
No, so I like indie wrestling.
Because indie wrestling's pure and good, and WWE is flawed and bad, so I have more to get mad about and talk about with WWE. How many questions did we do?
I like when the indie wrestling brings back the stars of yesteryear.
Yeah. We could probably fit.
How many times can we talk about Manny Machado on this show?
All right, overtime next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.